Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
This is Same Day Shipping, the show where we geek out about real love, fake relationships.
I'm Colin.
I'm Kelly.
I'm Ryan.
I'm Patrick. Guys, we've got, we're doing something special today.
What are we doing?
It's not a regular show.
Wait, what the fuck are you talking about? I prepared.
Oh, you did?
Patrick and I actually had a thing.
We're taking over.
What is going on here?
Look, guys, it's DC Fandome this weekend.
Cool. Sorry.
Who is gagging on that?
That was me.
You think that was a classic Ryan?
Oh, that's such a bad pun, but okay.
So how even is it a pun? Like, what's the dome part? Like, how does that play into?
Because like conventions maybe are sometimes in domes.
I think that's what it's supposed to be. And maybe, is there a Fandome every year? And this year it's just online.
It's just online.
Is it really every year?
I don't remember there ever being one. It's not like Star Wars Celebration.
I'm definitely going to go. I'm going to virtually attend because there's going to be a teaser for the Snyder Cut.
The Snyder Cut!
I don't know if you know, but I've been very busy on the internet just going on random people's posts and saying, release the Snyder Cut. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Well, and you've been doxing all those people who are saying that it's not any good.
Yeah, like I dox people. I just like if anyone that's like tangentially related to either DC or WB or like pretty much anything, I'm like if someone's involved in the industry, I'm like, well, they can make it happen.
Right. And
just
you know,
release it because it's already it exists.
Yeah.
Right.
It's
not just like an idea.
And like, honestly, like if DC's going to keep being pussy ass bitches and not releasing this, like. If they're going to keep cucking me about fucking the Snyder Cut,
yes.
I'm going to fucking flip out, you guys. I'm going to scream.
Knuckles Kelly is born.
What if that was me?
That would be awful. I mean, if it was you, I think you'd just be alone on this podcast.
Yeah, I think I would. Like, what?
Wait, we seed the ground of the podcast to a Snyder Cutter?
Here's the thing. You cannot defeat the Snyder Cutters. Like, it's not a bad...
I do like that
I'm
you're calling
willing...
it Schneider Cut. What is it?
Yeah, like it's Rob Schneider's
Schneider.
Cut.
Or like it's Schneider from...
It's where they
one day at
insert
a, time.
A bunch of... No, I thought they took a bunch of clips from the Hot Girl and inserted it into the Justice League.
Hot Chick. That's the other thing. I will not have anybody besmirch my favorite
Stop
movie,
it.
Hot Chick.
Oh, Kelly.
Yes.
I know you're
joking,
but this is upsetting.
Listen, I've got loud opinions. Sometimes you may not want to hear them. Tune into my podcast, Same Day Shipping. Me and my friends talk about all the fandom business.
Fandome
business.
I think it's because it sounds like the like official name for zits.
What?
Yeah, what
They're
you...
like condoms.
What?
You have condoms to keep explaining yourself. I'm sorry.
Wait, condoms are what? Like, how is condoms related to zits? Zits like pimples?
Or maybe it's condoms. There's a word that means really bad, horrible zit on your face.
Condome is like something you bully someone who has a birth defect.
What? Okay, hold on. I'm looking up
way
official
to go,
name for zits.
And I'm going to look up bad zit names.
Acne vulgaris?
Oh, comedones.
What? Oh, like non-comedogenic.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Comedo. Comedo. C-O-M-E-D-O.
Comedones. Comedones, guys. They're comedones.
There's no N. It's comedo.
No, comedo. It's comedones.
No, it is comedones or maybe comedones. Like maybe you pronounce
the comedogenic.
I've never comedone. Seen it said out loud. Never heard it with my ears. But fandome makes me think of comedones.
That's probably what it is. It's probably combining fan and pimples.
And the official name for zits.
Yeah, that's right.
I don't like it.
Oh, man. This is the wackiest beginning and ends ever.
Yeah. Yeah, everything's different. Oh, wait, man. So now I'm like looking at this comedone. Wait, no, fandome.
No, don't watch comedone videos.
Fandome.
We'll never get you back. Oh. But fandome is going to include a sneak peek to the Suicide Squad movie, which, given, you know, we all love the Suicide Squad movie.
Wait, I thought that movie came out years ago.
Welcome to Same Day Shipping, the show where we talk about our favorite DC products. Number one. Fandome. Number two, Suicide Squad.
Three nights in a row
with AC.
It's James Gunn directing it.
I know.
Yeah, it could be good.
Yeah.
It could be.
Well,
could
and the last like Suicide Squad-ish movie, the Harley Quinn and the Birds of Prey, like I like that movie.
It was not called Suicide Squad, though.
No, I know, but
it was called Harley Quinn and the Birds of Prey.
Yeah.
No,
it's the Birds of Prey
and Emancipation of Harley Quinn.
Fantabulous, maybe?
Yeah, there's Fantabulous in there.
Yeah.
That's true. The most recent DC movie
was good.
Really liked.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was good. It was good. I liked it.
Oh, and Kelly, you and I talked about this, but I just started watching the Harley Quinn animated series.
Oh, beautiful.
Tons of
love
fun.
It. Me too. I started it last
slaps.
Night.
It's so funny. Oh, let me tell you how really the good. Last episode ends, Moggy.
No, don't. I'm not caught up. Don't do it.
Don't do it for Kelly's sake.
I won't do it for either. I was, of course, just making fun of my own spoilers
from
last week.
Yeah, no, it was
it was a cute thing.
I won't do it.
So we've got a wonderful list of bachelors, bachelorettes.
Kelly, have you been sitting on that?
No.
Bachelors?
Bachelors.
And bachelorettes?
Yeah, bachelors and bachelorettes. I just made it up right now.
It's really good.
Thank you. And you know why I'm so good at wordplay?
Why?
Because I watch movies that have really good dialogue, like the Snyder Cut of... What is the Snyder Cut of?
Justice League. Justice League.
Did you ever see Justice League? The Whedon Cut?
I didn't even know what the Snyder Cut was of.
You just knew you wanted it.
I just need it because I love Zack Snyder.
Okay.
Oh, of Justice League. I've not even seen Justice League.
No,
me
neither.
I have seen it.
And?
I feel like I've described it to you guys on this podcast before, but it's not great. The only humor that like really works is stuff that's so clearly Whedon that I'm interested to see what they do with it. Like,
so you want the Snyder Cut as well, like, because you just want to see.
I mean, I will, if it's on HBO Max, I'll watch it.
Okay, right. But what if it's like 6 hour-and-a-half long episodes?
I would be into that, I think.
Okay, that's what they're talking about, right?
I think there's more, and part of it is what Ray Fisher has been saying out and about, but like, I think there's more to Cyborg than what we saw, and I'd be interested in seeing, like, it's weird though, because now I've watched Doom Patrol, so I have a Cyborg in my mind.
Yeah, well, and I'm going to say it. I'm going to say it right now. That actor is the is the fucking dead weight in that show. He's such a bad actor. I feel really bad saying it.
Wow, but you really came right out and
came right out and said it.
Sort of unprompted. Like, no one was talking about the actor.
I've been sitting on it, but literally every scene with him, I'm like, I can't. Like, everyone else is so good in it. Yeah. Like, he's such dead weight. Like, it's...
He does have a very, reedy delivery. It doesn't feel like he's off book some of the time.
No, it doesn't feel like he's off book. It feels like he is like, oh, no. Or someone has just, like... He's just said, like, line, and then someone has, like, shouted it to him, and then he repeats it.
The line is grid.
Okay, I did like when he... this is a Doom Patrol podcast. I did like when he tries to go on the dates.
Yeah.
Look, that was cute.
I think the writing is good, and I really love that show. I love that show a lot. But, yeah.
I just watched the first episode today.
Yay!
Fun!
Good for you.
The first episode, I was, like, shocked. Because it kind of just, like, all of DC Network was completely off my radar until HBO Max just swooped it up.
Well, yeah, because it was on DC Universe, and, like,
exactly. Well, so I
only had it because of work. Like, I wouldn't have it otherwise.
Right. And I was, like, I kind of was, like, I'm not going to long for anything on the DC Network because I just couldn't see a world where I ever subscribed to it. But that... Yeah, that show is, like, so class. It's like if Umbrella Academy was really, really good.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
It's also, like, not afraid to be strange, which I
so
like that.
So strange. I love how weird it is.
It feels very much like the Grant Morrison run of Doom Patrol. Mm-hmm. So I am happy with it.
Yeah, yeah. It's fun, and, like, you know, when Alan Tudyk, like, drops Grant Morrison's name in the show, like, in dialogue, it's cute.
Yeah, Alan Tudyk's great in it.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
The show would pretty much only be better if Zack Snyder had directed it.
Kelly.
What?
It would be so horrible if Zack Snyder directed it. Like,
no, but it'd be so cool. It'd be really cool, though.
Because you know what?
I don't think you've rewatched Batman v Superman.
No, Ryan.
Or Watchmen or 300. Come on.
No, this is the thing. I think all of those things are what the world now is missing, because right now we have too many soft, pussy ass bitches telling
beta cucks
telling stories about women. And I don't care about that. They're taking over. All I care about is fucking Superman killing citizens.
So we've got two lists. One list of DC Comics
heroes. Did we forego a hot take so we could have a quarter of an hour of Kelly's alt-right fucking conversation with herself?
No, that's what we were going to be doing, but that is what we have done.
I'm so sorry, you guys. It's not me. Like, I go into a fugue state, and then I come back, and you guys are telling me I'm alt-right. Like, I don't know what's happening.
Oh, my God.
But what we're doing is we're doing ultimate DC Comics shipping with SDS All-Stars.
Yay!
Yeah. So we've got a list of 100 of each, and we're just going to roll them up and randomly talk about these relationships that we forge.
Mm-hmm. I think some of these are going to be great, and I think some will be pretty cursed.
Yeah. And I have some inter-DC, like, OTPs, so it'll be interesting because we're going to be kind of breaking them up.
Yeah.
What happens if Lois Lane hooks up with Ellen Ripley?
Fireworks.
But, like,
what?
But let's roll for it.
Let's roll. Ryan, you want to roll for the DC Comics All-Stars?
Doing it.
Colin, you want to roll for an SDS All-Star?
I will roll for that.
Oh, yeah, we can do the rotations. That was fun last time.
It was. All right, from the DC side, we have Lucius Fox.
And from the SDS All-Star, Angelica Pickles. From Rugrats.
Ooh. Okay.
So who is Lucius?
Tough.
Oh, Lucius Fox. That's Morgan Freeman's character the Batman movies.
Yes, he's very smart at making stuff.
He's very much an adult.
He's good at...
So I think this has to be all grown up. Should we make him a child? No, I think it's got to be Angelica all grown up.
Yeah.
Like, because he's old. Or are we trying to make him even... Because Morgan Freeman is...
It's still May, December.
Yeah,
he will not live twice as long as he has.
It's an age gap, I think. But
age gap love.
Yeah, I think so, too. It's age gap, but Angelica's calling the shots. She's bossing him around.
I mean, Angelica just grows up to be exactly her mother, correct?
Yes.
Yes, that's my understanding.
So, you know, high-powered. She's like, she's doing a hostile takeover of Wayne Enterprises.
Oh, shit.
And fucking gut that company.
Okay.
It is brutal. Like, 80% layoffs. Just totally, like, destroy this place. They're selling the fucking sconces off the walls in the office, you know?
So, like DC Comics right now?
Yeah, dude.
Oh. Okay, do you guys know about, and did any of you watch Gotham?
I did not watch Gotham.
Here and there.
Okay, Lucius Fox on Gotham is kind of hot.
He is.
I've just sent you guys a picture to you.
He's cute. He's younger.
If we go Gotham Lucius, then
that's
we can still have Angelica destroying his life and everything he worked for his whole career, but it's a little less gross.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure.
You
and that
you want it to be gross, okay. Colin.
My reaction. Okay. Fine. I want the gross cut. Release the gross cut.
Release the gross cut.
Oh, no.
Those are the interviews of the episodes of Fresh Air that aren't edited down. The gross cut.
Ooh. Snap. She's like, do not cut a second.
She wants to air that part where Adam Driver walks out of the room.
Oh. He's just very shy.
He's just shy.
It's not that he's a contemptuous dickbag.
No.
He's just shy. He doesn't want to answer questions.
He's too shy.
He's in it for acting.
He's
not
just
all of
the
things that come with his job.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So I think this first one is interesting. I don't know if it's a love match, but maybe they could burn hot and degrading for a while.
Yeah.
I mean, does he make like crazy inventions for her? Or does she even have a need for that?
Maybe he makes them and she like throws them on the ground.
He makes like a special like headset that looks like the one her mom had.
Yes.
Oh.
And that she's just so charmed.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
All right. Okay.
Should
let's do another one.
Yeah. It's time.
Okay. So Colin from the DC ship side and Kelly, you want to do from the
SES
side?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Okay, interesting. Let's see.
From DC, we've got Dick Grayson.
Okay, from SDS, we have Solas from Dragon Age.
Mm.
Shit. Okay.
Wow.
Would he get along with like a super detective?
No.
Okay.
I mean,
no,
okay.
Dick Grayson is too bubbly. He's too happy for Solas, right?
He's too happy. Solas is like, you know, he's like, I'm ageless. I'm a god. I'm a disgraced god. I've fallen from grace. I'm like trying to resurrect a dead people or protect a dead people. And he's also very, just like, you know, like his head's in the clouds, kind of.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
What about the JGL version of Dick Grayson from the Nolan movie?
Interesting.
That's like, interesting.
It's honestly just the moodiest Dick Grayson I can conjure up right now.
Well, yeah, I mean, just by nature of the movie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and like he decides his nickname is Robin for literally no reason.
Or is that his real name? That like it's on his driver's license or something?
What?
Yeah.
Isn't that how that movie ends?
Yeah, he's like, no, maybe you gotta use my other name, Robin. Something like that.
Yeah, sometimes people call me Robin. Yeah, but
no,
he also
I think it's
becomes
my
Batman.
Real name. I think it's his real name is Robin.
I guess we got to rewatch that trilogy.
Yeah, like because he's like at the DMV at the end or something like
no,
that.
No, he's picking up, I think, from the police. He's picking up like his stuff.
That sounds
right. That's my memory. He's like picking up his stuff because he can't be a police officer anymore. But he does have a ticket to, or not a ticket, he does have keys to the Bat House.
Uh-huh. That's right. Famously, the Bat House.
The Bat House.
Yes, tickets
Alfred
to the Bat Game.
To the Bat House.
Well, no, Alfred's out in Italy.
Oh.
Remember?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
That's right. Everyone's wrapped up. Dick Grayson's going to be Robin, but also Batman, because he has tickets to the Bat Cave. Then Catwoman and Batman are just like being people.
Right.
Being like rich people. In Italy, drinking coffee.
I think what happens is maybe like Robin So now Robin slash Batman, right?
Yes.
He's like, okay, I have the mantle. This is all very difficult. La la la, I'm saving Gotham. And then he comes across, like, maybe there's a traveling exhibit. And there's some, like, old stuff from, like, ancient times and stuff. And there's this, like, wolf, this jaw, wolf bone, wolf jawbone,
mm-hmm.
like, thing on display.
Behind glass?
Ah, yes. This is a relic from blah, blah, blah times. And then he, some robber's trying to steal it or something. And then he's like trying to stop them and like he accidentally touches it and it lets Solas out or something.
Oh my God.
And then that's how they meet and Sol. Okay. He grabs it, right? Because it's about to fall. And so he's like, oh, mm-hmm. he grabs it. And then as he grabs it, a strong hand wraps around his wrist.
What?
And he looks up and Solas is standing there. And Dick Grayson like tries to, I don't know, use a fucking batarang or something to unhand him. And Solas just like waves a hand and like they're both in the fade. And he's like, if you wanted to talk, we could have just talked. Solas says that to Dick Grayson and Dick Grayson's kind of like, I don't really understand what's
he's
happening.
He's like, I didn't come here to talk. And he like bites his lower lip.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then there's a lot of like pushing against walls, you know, they're like pushing each other against the wall.
Back a scruff of the neck. Like, yeah. No, I'm the strong one. That kind of
yeah,
thing.
Yeah. And there's a lot of
ooh,
like
Dick
like
Grayson's tussle. Hair keeps kind of falling in his face.
Oh, yeah. And Solas is like, flicker. I don't have hair.
Right.
And just in case anybody listens is an actual fan of the movie The Dark Knight Rises, the character's not named Dick Grayson. His name's John Blake. I'm going to find out.
It's not Dick Grayson? Did I just completely imagine name, that was
holy
Dick
Grayson?
I mean, we all went along with it, but his name's John Blake, but at the end we find out that before he was adopted, his name was Robin.
Oh, that's
so
not even
the Robin
close.
Part is part of it,
but he is not Dick
just
Grayson.
Decide he's Dick Grayson, but okay. at no point does anyone name him that, or is that his name?
Why would
but
you?
Nothing we've said about what happens to that character doesn't happen to Dick Grayson at some point, right?
Okay,
like,
so right.
Batman does like die slash go missing, and he does become Batman. So like,
okay, recon,
all
recon,
of that
recon,
can
recon.
Still be in there.
Yeah,
that's what
and
I'm talking
I like
about.
That he looks like JGL. I think that adds a certain.
No, it does make it very sexy.
So
and
I think
also,
that, but
is,
also he's got to have
Grayson.
Dick Grayson's ass though.
What?
He's got to have Dick Grayson's ass. Dick Grayson has the best ass.
Yeah,
in
he has
comics.
Like a pert little peach.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
It is a bubble.
He does have a peach.
But also, this is Dick Grayson.
Confirmed.
Dick Grayson just by name, not like lower down on the list where you have Robin parentheses Dick Grayson parentheses Teen Titans. So this can
he's
be
not
Nightwing.
A Teen Titan.
Yeah, we didn't talk about this part of the list.
Yes, so there is one Dick Grayson double up here because the Dick Grayson as Robin in the Teen Titans is so different than every other incarnation that I felt like he needed to be represented separately with the rest of the Teen Titans.
Okay.
And there are some where the mantle, there's multiple people who carried the same mantle. So we have like multiple Flashes, for example.
Yeah.
Okay. I see. Okay. Okay. We want to do another
roll? Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Kelly, you're DC.
Okay.
And I'm SDS All-Stars.
Yep.
Why does it keep rolling so high?
I rolled 86.
Whoa.
Oh my
whoa,
God.
Whoa.
I rolled 70. Okay. Deadshot.
And the Babadook.
Oh my God.
All right.
I mean, this one's practically done for us.
Yeah.
I mean, which one of us has not thought about the fiery sexual chemistry between Deadshot and Babadook?
Now, is this the Will Smith Deadshot?
It can be.
From our favorite movie?
From our favorite movie,
yep.
Suicide Squad. I mean, what other Deadshot is there? Okay.
Does this relationship work? I feel like the Babadook seems more childlike to me.
Yeah,
when he's fucking Pennywise.
Yeah,
fucking Pennywise.
I think it's Deadshot is like in love with him because Deadshot can shoot anything. That's sort of his deal. But when you shoot a Babadook, what happens?
Nothing.
Nothing. And there is nothing that'll keep Deadshot constantly obsessed.
Oh, man. Usually he can just shoot all his problems away.
Exactly. Yeah. And no matter how good a shot he is, he never can get to the Babadook's heart.
So maybe like Babadook's like, shoot me. And like
sticking out his little butt.
Sticking out his little butt and just like scurrying down hallways. And like Deadshot's just shooting him. And he's like, wow, I get to shoot you all day long.
I like this for them.
That's good. I like that. That's
okay. I think we
did it. Comforting. Yeah, we did it.
All right, let's roll.
Okay, so now I'm rolling on the DC side.
Mm-hmm.
And Mogi, you're doing the SDS All-Stars?
Yes, sir.
All right, I got Killer Frost.
And I got Gomez Adams.
Okay, hold.
Okay, so first of all, hot, right?
Yes. I need to look up Killer Frost.
And cold.
Oh, my God. Oh, hello. Very hot.
Yes, who is this Killer Frost?
Killer Frost, very hot. Very similar to Emma Frost in appearance, but different.
So, yeah, she's a Flash villain, I believe.
Yes, from what I'm seeing, she is a Flash villain, yes.
Okay, so Gomez. God, I hate to come up with a scenario where he's not with Morticia.
She gives him a hall pass.
Maybe it's at, like, a sex party.
Yeah, okay.
At a key right. party.
Oh, yeah. And then, like, his keys are frozen. And he's like, what? Mm-hmm. Why are my keys frozen? I literally know nothing about this character. She looks like...
No, I love this. Yeah, she can freeze
stuff.
No, this
is good.
Okay. So, yeah. So, basically, she uses her ice powers to, like, rig the sex party to get paired with Gomez. That's my pitch.
Right. Okay.
And then so then she and Gomez are like fucking around and they're like in the Adams house and she finds like the way to the vault. But there's that like, you know, underground river, that like Phantom of the Opera-esque river. And she freezes it and just walks over it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's cool.
Oh, sweet. You're like saying she robs him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like
it.
Oh,
it's all
she's
a
villain.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's a villain.
Oh, and I do like that.
Yeah.
Sexy distraction.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, apparently. Oh, wait. Maybe that's just Prime Earth. Hold on. I'm like looking. Is she formerly Killer Frost? Now she's Frost?
I think she's mixed around. I believe on the Flash
reformed.
TV show, she's a goodie.
Yeah, she's part of the Justice League.
Yeah.
Caitlin Snow. Okay.
Yeah, I know.
She's a scientist with cryogenic powers. Interesting.
Mm-hmm. She, at one point when she was a baddie, she dated Mr. Freeze.
No, she didn't.
No, come
Dr.
on.
Dr. Freeze?
No, Mr. Freeze.
Mr. Freeze.
Dr. Freeze. I believe he is a doctor, though, so it's interesting.
He is.
Yeah, why is he not Dr. Freeze? He just got demoted?
His name is spelled differently than Freeze.
Yeah.
Like, I'd rather people focus on my freezing abilities than my...
Yeah, the doctor thing will be distracting.
Fair. All right, I think this might be our best coupling.
Yeah.
So far.
All right. Let's do another one.
Cool. Okay.
So Ryan on the DC and Colin on the SDS All-Stars?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Who you got, girl?
The Flash, Barry Allen version.
Ooh.
Wow. Flash.
Well, okay. Barry is about to go out on a very sexy date with the high-waisted Kylo Ren from Star Wars.
Whoa. It's okay.
Barry is such a sweet boy. This is not a good. This is not good for him. This is going to mess him up.
Wait, is it specifically high-waisted Kylo Ren? Oh, no. It's just,
there's Kylo only Ren. One Kylo Ren in my heart.
No, but Colin, can you please add high-waisted and then in parentheses, no shirt?
Yeah, with his like.
Oh, yeah,
that is key. If you tuck a shirt into that, it's not as cute.
No, here's the thing.
If we're going to add that to the all-star list, it has to be an additional Kylo Ren.
Yeah.
All right, here's the thing. I think Kylo, it's not going to work. So, like,
well, here's the thing, though.
They may go on a hot date, but Barry's a sweet boy.
No,
Barry is such a sweet boy.
He's talking about his fucking cousin Rey the whole time, and Barry's just like, what? How do I get out of this?
And no, at the end, Barry puts his hand on Kylo's and is like, it's okay, you can call her. And be like, no, she doesn't want to hear from me. She hates me.
Yeah, she hasn't answered my holograms in weeks.
Have you Here's told her thing, how though, you feel?
I think they can like join up in Barry Allen thinks it's the Speed Force, right? He runs real fast and like goes into a different plane of existence that he calls the Speed Force. Kylo Ren, you know, meditates and becomes like one with the Force, right? Mm-hmm. And like those two things that they're experiencing are the same thing, right? And so like they can be in that space together and like, you know, Barry Allen can be trying to deal with like his opposite self, which is, you know, the Reverse Flash, and Kylo Ren's trying to deal with his reverse self that he's also attracted to. And like they can find some common ground there and just like have like a nice quiet time together.
Oh my God. I like this. But if it's canon now that the Speed Force and Star Wars Force is the same, I really want someone to just start running really fast in Star Wars.
Oh, it happens. What is it? Qui-Gon does it. Qui-Gon and Obi-Wan do it in Force Awakens. Or not Force Awakens. What the fuck is it called? Phantom Menace.
Oh my God, it is. It's the same force.
I forgot that.
Yeah, they zippity-doo-dah, those little guys.
They do zippity. Yeah?
Yeah.
It's canon.
That's canon.
All right, this might be the best ship ever done.
Yeah.
All right, let's roll another one.
Okay.
Okay, so Colin on DC and Kelly on SDS All-Stars.
Okay. Hello.
Hello.
It's not rolling.
Okay, so I'm unfamiliar with this character. What? Are you having a die issue?
Which one are you doing?
I got Robot Man, Cliff Steele.
Oh, you do know, Doom Patrol.
We just talked about it.
Oh, Cliff Steele.
Brendan Fraser.
Yeah.
I didn't know. Yeah, I guess I didn't realize that Robot Man was his official title.
I don't know. On the show, I don't know if anyone has called him. I think they call him Cliff. I don't know that anyone's called him Robot Man on the Doom Patrol show.
Yeah,
yeah. In the one episode I watched, they didn't use any of the code names except for Crazy Jane.
Yeah, they don't use Elastigirl like at all.
Right.
It well, she's just getting her shit together.
She is. Mm-hmm. She is. She's barely decided to be.
I like Rita a lot. Anyway, Rita Farr that's not what
is
we're
one
talking
of my
about.
Favorite characters in anything. Okay, sorry.
She's
okay.
Amazing. They give her the same emotional arc like three episodes in a row in the first season, which kind of bummed me out. But then they eventually get her past that.
Yeah.
Okay. Wait.
Well,
so,
didn't she decide last week that she fucking
she gets stuck with Cyborg too for a little while? And you're like, oh, poor Rita.
Yeah. Wait. Okay. I'm sorry. You got Cliff Steele. This is not gonna be good.
Wait. Who is it? Villanelle.
Yes.
What? She can't
Villanelle.
Kill him.
I was going to say, is this just another Deadshot Babadook situation, but in reverse?
Wait, remember when Villanelle is like with that killer guy or the stalker guy? Remember when she gets kind of obsessed because she's going undercover?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes.
So I think maybe it's that kind of obsession where she's like, oh, you can't feel anything. And he's like, well, but I still have like morals. And she's like, no, you can't feel anything.
I don't think you're really hearing me.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. He's saying he can't feel anything, meaning he has no more physical sensation.
Yes. Yes.
But she's like, I'm a sociopath.
Yeah, she's like, same.
Oh, preach, Robot Queen.
Yeah.
Honestly, I think he would like take, but I feel like there'd be like a paternalistic element on his side.
Yes, he would try and treat her like his daughter, which she would like for a little while, and then eventually demand too much from him.
Yeah.
I think there's no way he survives this.
No, he dies.
Well, here's what I think. This is how he survives. So he basically does it because Crazy Jane is like, fuck you, get out of my face. And then he takes all of that energy and just puts it on Villanelle because he's, you know, he's a little broken on the inside.
He is a little broken. I mean, I think, Jane says, I'm not your fucking daughter. And then he's like, ouch. And then immediately is like, Villanelle, what's up?
Oh my God. No, Crazy Jane murders Villanelle.
Yeah.
That's what it is,
I think when she finally decides to, like, okay, the time has come. I'm bored with Cliff. I'm going to kill him. She ends up, he ends up getting rescued by Jane and her her personalities.
Yeah.
Which would be an awesome fight.
Would be really cool.
Like Silver Tongue versus Villanelle.
Yeah.
I wish that in like you could do that Celebrity Deathmatch still existed, except instead of celebrities, it was fandom characters.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'd enjoy it.
Yeah.
Let's roll another one.
Yay!
So, Kelly, you're on DC and I'm on SDS All-Stars.
Yeah. Wow, oh what are the odds? Okay.
Who you got?
Batman, Bruce Wayne.
Okay.
Shipped with Bryony Fisher from Miss Fisher's Mysteries.
Okay.
Wow. Here's the thing. Here's the thing. A lot of Batman's identity is tied up in the title
the
he gives
greatest
himself.
Detective.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I don't know that he could handle it.
No, because she's a better detective than
she's
him.
She's a really good detective.
Here's the thing. Batman keeps calling himself the world's best detective, but he's also a very bad detective.
Yes.
He's a good fighter.
Right. A good fighter. He's a rich person that has a lot of technology.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He is not
a good staff.
He's a very bad deducer.
I have an idea that might save this ship.
Okay.
Bruce Wayne is portrayed by Adam West.
Oh, so it's goofy Batman.
It's goofy 60s Batman who just wants to surf and like defuse bombs.
That's fun.
This is great.
That's fun. You did it.
Yay!
And she calls him the world's greatest detective at the end of every episode and then winks at the camera and then it does a little circle on her face.
Oh my God, that's perfect.
Yes, and she says stuff like, yep, you really solved it. And like, it's very, it's like obvious.
It's kind of like Inspector Gadget.
Yeah. It's totally Inspector Gadget. And just like Inspector Gadget, like Batman can be like the bumbling muscle, like that she'll direct Batman into, you know, whatever warehouse crime thing that's happening. And he'll just like accidentally foil everything.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. You know what also happens?
Hmm.
She definitely seduces Catwoman.
Yeah, she does.
Or gets seduced. She'll never tell.
And then Batman just sits outside sad.
Yeah, well, I think she's for sure like sleeping with all her suspects still, but Batman just doesn't see that.
Oh my God.
He's such a bad detective.
He's such a bad detective.
Yeah.
He just can't figure out why she's always sweaty and her hair's messed up.
And she's got this like weird white paint on her.
Ew, from Joker?
Yeah.
He's covered
in white paint.
He's covered in white paint constantly.
Oh.
Just head to toe.
Head covered in it. Dipped in it.
Everything I can see.
Yeah. Oh, that's... I'm worried about... Yeah.
I mean, we got Batman in the mix. That was a pretty big one for us.
Could not believe.
Number one with a bullet.
What are the odds? 1 in 100, I guess.
Yeah.
Roughly.
Yep. Same as anyone else.
We're rolling it multiple times, so however many...
Yeah. Do the math.
Okay, so now I'm going to roll for DC and...
I roll all stars, right? Or no, I rolled twice already, didn't I?
Yeah, yeah, it's my turn, I think.
It's for all stars.
Oh, I forgot which way we were going across. Okay.
I think we changed directions. Okay. Carmen San Diego. Oh, I should just say it. Carmen San Diego.
With Hume.
And Harley Quinn.
Ooh, hell fucking yes.
This is a great pairing.
Oh my God.
The things they will accomplish together.
Absolutely.
Oh my God.
They are both the perfect style of evil for one another.
Oh,
it's
shit.
All property crime. Yes. It's like a lot of just fucking wacky capers. The more elaborate, the better for both of them.
Mm-hmm.
Love
and the loudest outfits possible.
I also love that, like, Carmen San Diego is very, you know, she's very cool, like this. Whereas, like, Harley is like, she's so brash and, like, all that stuff. And so, like, them together, like, I love that.
Yeah.
It's going to be so good.
Oh, my God.
Stone cold. This is incredible.
Today's Tony Loki.
No, what? They're both villains.
Yeah,
that's
really
pretty
good.
Much the difference.
Yeah.
Okay, so I feel like we've now found the ultimate crossover that we're gonna find. Should we do an inter DC Comics roll? Just to see what happens.
Yes, 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 yes.
Okay, yeah, we'll do a whole round of that.
Okay. All right, I'm gonna roll one of the two.
All right,
and then Colin, you roll the other one.
All right, so I got Doomsday.
Interesting.
Oh,
interesting.
And I got The Elongated Man.
Heyo.
I don't.
I mean, enough said or what? Who the fuck is the Elongated Man? My God.
The Elongated Man, sort of like most famously, his wife died.
Yep. That's, his wife was...
His wife was murdered.
Oh, his wife was murdered. That's the like one of his big of the things. Fridging. She's the
no, that's someone else. That's Kyle Rayner's girlfriend. But no, this is from Identity Crisis, which is just like a superhero murder mystery, and like leans so heavily on like how fucking sad Ralph Dibny is the whole time
because
his wife was murdered.
Okay, so his wife was murdered. He's sad.
He's stretchy.
Doomsday is really big, so he just like wraps around Doomsday like a little spaghetti.
Wait, so he defeats him, or are you saying when they're being sexy?
They're being sexy.
Okay. I mean, I think suicidal Ralph Dibny, who's so sad, would that, because he was a hero before.
Yeah.
So I think after the death of his wife and finding out that she was killed by an embolism caused by a wasp woman, I think.
It's Ray Palmer's wife she stole the Atom technology and traveled through the phone and
exploded her brain.
That's right.
And because she didn't want her husband to leave her, and she thought if there was a tragedy, all the heroes would hold their loved ones close.
Okay. I mean, the logic's a little...
And it kind of worked for a little while.
Yeah.
Too bad the world's greatest detective was on it. Franny Fisher.
Yeah.
While Batman was circling the block looking for a parking space.
Yeah. He's taking the car.
His car's too big.
Yeah,
it's very too hard big. To
you
park.
You can't park it anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I think that a very sad Ralph Dibny would get in league with Doomsday. And then, I was very into the books Death of Superman and Life After Superman.
Sure.
Like those collected graphic novels, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Did we ever find out where Doomsday came from?
I don't know. Doomsday has had like a couple different origin stories since then, but I don't know what his origin is in like originally in the Death of Superman.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm just looking. Okay, born in prehistoric times on Krypton.
Mm. Okay. That makes sense. He was able to kill Superman.
Long before Kryptonian race gained dominance. About 250,000 years ago, a violent, hellish world. Only the absolute strongest creatures could survive. Huh. There you go.
If you went to another planet and a dinosaur followed you and murdered you? That's not something I worry about on this planet. I'm definitely not worried about a dinosaur on another planet.
No.
Let's do another one of these. This is fun.
Yeah!
Okay.
Okay, so now Colin and Kelly?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Aw, Star Sapphire.
And,
oh no.
Oh,
Gorilla
no.
Grodd.
Okay, this is a problem.
Yeah, real problem. Real problem.
Because Carol Ferris, up to the point, like, before she actually becomes a Star Sapphire, and so, like, for most of her life, is just, like, a normal-ass person, right? Mm-hmm. Like, mm-hmm. She's running her father's, like, Air Force Company. Yeah. mm-hmm. They make planes and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I don't... Gorilla Grodd is an evil gorilla.
Yeah. I really don't like Gorilla Grodd.
Well, he was an average ape before he became... evil.
Yeah, before he became evil and got like telekinesis and shit or whatever the fuck.
Yeah.
But I mean, he's part of like a race of hyper intelligent gorillas.
And they're all, hold on, Gorilla Grodd.
He's a king, right? He's like
the king of his planet or whatever. Sought to rule both simian and human worlds. Oh, the Flash has frequently thwarted his plans. Okay.
It says here he was an average ape until an alien spacecraft something crashed in Gorilla Grodd's African home.
Wait, so he's from Earth?
Oh, yeah.
That's what it says.
What the shitties? I thought he was like on a different planet.
No, there's like a whole village of like intelligent gorillas.
So it's like him and his like group got infected with this alien thing.
Well, and isn't Star Sapphire infected with a thing?
Star Sapphire comes from when they started to like branch out what Green Lantern was like. So, you know, Green Lantern is like harnessing the power of will. And then they expanded it so that like all of the other colors of the rainbow were then like tied to different emotions. And the Star Sapphire is tied to love. So like,
oh, that's nice.
That's like Carol Ferris empowered with the like magic might of love.
All right. Maybe the Flash is out of town. And Grodd is trying to take over Central City again.
Yeah, sure. The Flash is like at the Sandals Resort in Cancun.
Yeah.
With Kylo Ren.
Yeah, he's with Kylo. Well, he's really just counseling Kylo on all his problems.
He's in the Speed Force / the Force.
Oh, yeah, he's in this. We know where he is. He's in this Force. And so somebody's got to be there. And somehow Star Sapphire draws the short straw. And so she goes and... At first, she thinks she's going to fight him, but then she looks into his eyes and she sees what he really needs is some love. So she sends love missiles at him.
No, this is good, though, because, like, and, you know, Gorilla Grodd can be, like, you know, an obstinate fucker, but, like, Carol Ferris was in love with Hal Jordan, and, like, he's a goddamn stick in the mud.
Yeah.
And, like, a stubborn piece of shit. So, yeah. Like, it's a short walk to Gorilla Grodd from there.
And also, I mean, Gorilla Grodd just needs someone to fucking dominate him.
Yes.
Yeah, but she's going to dominate him with love, which is even more infuriating to him. Yeah. He doesn't know what to do with that.
Also, look at this image I found.
Oh, no. Of the two of them?
No. Oh, my God. Okay. No. Her and the Green Lantern.
Okay, but yes, this is the kind of Star Sapphire that needs to come to take care of Grodd.
Yeah.
Is it the kissy one?
I mean, sort of.
No, Kelly.
Huh?
This is not kissy.
Well, it's going to happen.
I mean, yeah, but right now she has her high-heeled boot on his neck.
Yeah, she's
from a standing position.
Yeah. I mean, it works.
There's like 5 feet between kissing.
Right, but I mean, it's going to happen eventually.
Oh, yeah. I see it.
Yeah.
After his eyes roll back into his head.
Yeah, after he's done cleaning her boots for her.
Yeah.
They're just going to, you know. I forgot how insane Star Sapphire's outfit is.
It's pretty wild.
Yeah, it's nuts.
It's uncomfortable looking.
I wonder if Blake Lively like says thank you to the world that she never had to play that. Because if that movie had been successful, she would have been stuck.
Yeah.
Eventually she would have had to do it.
Oh man.
Okay, let's roll another one.
All right, let's do it.
So me and Kelly, I think.
Yeah. Rolly rolly, motherfucker.
Is Cuck Kelly coming out?
Okay.
86 Swamp Thing.
Mm.
Antiope?
That's Robin Wright's character.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah, in Wonder Woman.
And the Swamp Thing.
Interesting. Well,
both community leaders in a way.
Sure. Yeah. Like, Swamp Thing's community is like the swamp. Lily pads and shit. But yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
is there a swamp on Themyscira, or
it's kind of too nice for a swamp?
Yeah,
yeah. It's like chaparral.
So, it's like, does he show up and start like changing the
swamping
the
it up
biome? Mm-hmm. Yeah,
maybe they want to like diversify the landscape, so they bring him in as a contractor.
Yeah, yeah. They're basically like what's the word? Like terraforming a little area of it to become swampy.
Yeah, they've grown bored with the limited biodiversity on the island as is.
And they're like, we want more mosquitoes. So let's bring in that fucking like pond scum guy. And then he comes in.
Okay.
All right, I like this.
Okay.
All right, let's roll.
Right.
Me and Ryan.
Okay. All right.
Oh, I rolled Barry Allen again. I'm going to roll again.
Okay, please. It better be better than Barry Allen, because I got Elastigirl.
You got Elastigirl? I got Max Schreck.
Who?
Oh, Schreck.
No, so it's not Schreck. This is Christopher Walken's character from Batman Returns.
What if Schreck had Max and was in the DC universe?
Oh, you mean Shrek? I see what I see why. Yeah, you got confused. Yeah, I just know him as Shrek. But I think what you meant to say was.
Oh man, Max Shrek. And,
I mean, I've always
and
called
I mean,
Shrek.
And we know what Shrek is into as far as you know.
He likes shoving donkeys into dragons
and yeah. And dragons into other places if it's a small enough dragon.
Yeah, and wearing little dirty little vests. Okay, so
this is not great. Okay, I think this might have great. To be before she's Elastigirl.
Okay, so she's Rita Farr.
She's an actress, and she's struggling, and she need. I don't know. I don't want to make any.
This is gross.
I don't, there's
though.
No way to
it's
do it.
Really gross, and I mean, I'm just looking at an image of Christopher Walken with
as
that
Max
wig on.
The tib. Oh, there's also like a weird turban thing.
Oh no,
or like a weird yeah.
Oh yeah, that's right. Like for the Halloween party, right?
Yeah.
Okay, here's
wow,
how we save
so
it.
Young.
So she goes in because she's got this fucking date set up with Max Shrek, right? But he's like, hold on, I have to run into the office, hang out right here. Then out comes Michelle Pfeiffer with like a cup of tea. And those two sneak off and go, go on their own pre-Elastigirl, pre-Catwoman date. And it goes great.
Oh, that would be so good for them.
That's great. Okay, good.
So we just have to use Max as an ends to the means.
Yeah.
Means no,
means
that's,
yeah.
A Max to the Shrek.
I love the idea that Shrek is the last name and that we're just like, oh, you mean Shrek.
His name's like Kevin.
Yeah. Kevin Shrek.
Honestly, literally every name is funny with Shrek.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Steve Aaron, Shrek.
Old Aaron Donkey and Kevin Shrek.
Yeah, yeah, Kevin Aaron. Shrek and Aaron Donkey.
Hey guys,
two relationships.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.